Gaga. Praise God. We all ready? Tonight, as we continue our study on the power of His Word, you taking notes for the guys? Huh? Are y'all, did they cheat? They're copycats? I guess it's better to be a copycat than a dirty dog. I know. Corn doesn't fall very far. Tonight we're going to start at the power of His Word in Isaiah 66. So open your Bibles to Isaiah 66. The scripture we're going to focus on tonight is, hear the word of the Lord, ye that tremble at His word. Your brethren that hated you, that cast you out for my name's sake, said, let the Lord be glorified. But he shall appear to your joy, and they shall be ashamed. Amen? How many know that in this world we live in, not everybody's going to agree if you're serving the Lord? Sometimes even if you get a little radical, they think you're crazy. They think you're insane. But after I study the Word of God and look at the Word of God and understand them, I think we're insane if we don't. Amen? What I said was what I repeated. I said, people think that we're insane or crazy because we serve the Lord and we go after Him with all we got. But I think it would be crazy or insane not to.
Amen?
Amen? Yes. Amen? So tonight we're going to look at, hear the word of the Lord, ye that tremble at His word. And we're going to look at the respect. First thing, if faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of the Lord, we need to listen. I love what Solomon says in Ecclesiastes chapter 12. And I'm thinking about respecting him and respecting his word. As he's closing this letter, he says, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter in verse 13. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment and every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. Amen. So we're looking at this and respecting him. We're respecting him. Our faith is growing because we're listening to him. It was kind of interesting today. I think the Lord's, I've been having a problem with my heel, Achilles heel. And I was running in the park this morning. And there was a man that had a sciatic nerve. He had been in the park about 3 weeks, and I stopped and talked to him, and he couldn't hardly walk, and I prayed for him, and I believe the Lord healed him, and he started walking and feeling better and moving. And then I said, you know, Lord, I have faith for others, but I don't have faith for myself. But listen to what he said to me. He said, stop. I said, what? He said, stop. So I had to stop where I was running, and I had to stop to listen. And he said, was I ever sick? No. He says, I took on sickness so that you wouldn't have to. On the stripes, he took a stripe for the 38 stripes he took, were the 40 stripes plus 38 plus, you know, well, the stripes he took were for every sickness name. And he says, now who is in you? And I said, that you're in me. He said, then sickness can't stay in you. And he said that what we feel and what we're thinking is it's okay for someone else, but that just doesn't work for me. If the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you and I, the Bible said he shall quicken our mortal body by the Spirit that dwells in us. Amen. So he gave me, he corrected me in love. Amen. But I had to stop and listen. Yeah. And that was a full sprint when I had to stop. And I was moving. All right. But I had to stop and listen. See, we listen to the word to learn. I love what the in 2 Chronicles chapter 20. Everybody with me? Verse number 15. And he said, "Hearken ye, all Judah, and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou, King Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord unto you, be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's." Amen. So he is saying to us and his word that it's important for us to respect his word. We respect him when we listen and we put what we heard to practice. In other words, a simple way the Lord said to me is practice what you preach. Amen? So if I seem like at times I'm pointing the finger at you, there's three pointing back at me. Amen? Amen? The Word of God tells us to examine ourselves, whether you be in the faith. Examine yourselves. Know you not your own selves, that Christ is in you, except you be a reprobate? Amen? So he says here also, that when we listen, we learn, and when we learn, we get liberated. Listen, learn to liberate. In James chapter 2, verse number 5, he says this, he says, hearken. Now you hear the word hearken, what does that mean? Pay attention. Listen, he wants you to learn something. He said, hearken, my beloved brethren. Have not God chosen the poor of this world, rich in faith, and heirs of the kingdom which he had promised them that love him? So he says to you and I, when we listen, when we hearken, we learn. And when we learn, we get liberated. We get freedom. You know, we sang that song tonight that we are free. Did you believe you were free when you were singing the song, you were free? Or was it just words that we're singing? Amen? You know, we're free to run. We're free to dance. Amen? Hey, you know one thing about dancing in church? You don't have to have rhythm and you don't have to look good while you dance. Because if I'm dancing unto the Lord, I'm not dancing for you. I'm not an actor here putting on a show. I'm doing it as unto the Lord. Amen? And as you do it as unto the Lord, we have respect to the Lord. I hear that. The Lord is saying, Daphne, get up and dance. What are you saying, John? John's a dancer. He used to come in here with his boots, man. Get him on. We need you dancing. Huh? We need you dancing, man. Do you know John, do you know you're dancing and impacts everyone in the room? No, it does. Does it impact everyone? It impacts me, man. I used to say, when I used to see John start dancing, I said, oh, something's going to break loose in the house. Amen? Amen? You know what? It's Mother's Day. You can dance for your mom. Your birthday's on Sunday? Oh, my goodness. John, yeah, what?
My grandma's birthday is on Sunday.
You whose birthday?
My grandma.
Your grandma's?
Granddaddy.
Granddaddy's?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Carl's birthday is Wednesday.
I'm starting now to count backwards. I'm only 65, okay? Amen? I'm just a young guy. So we first find that we have the respect. And what he said in our text, he says that you're going to face some reproach, the reproach for the kingdom of God. You know, not everybody understands what you're doing, and they can't understand because they do not know him and the way that you're getting to know him. So the key is to remember that you're the blessed of the Lord. If you look at Luke chapter 6, and verse number 21. Well, let's go to verse 20. And he lifted up his eyes on his disciples and said, "Blessed be ye poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are ye that hunger now, for ye shall be filled. Blessed are ye that weep now, for ye shall laugh. Blessed are ye when men shall hate you, and when they shall separate you from their company, and shall reproach you, and cast out your name as evil for the Son of Man's sake. Rejoice ye in that day and leap for joy, for behold, your reward is great in heaven, for in like manner did their fathers unto the prophets." Amen. So nobody's going to, not everybody's going to agree with what you're doing for the kingdom of God. You know, I don't think what needs to take place in this house is we need to get radical. Amen. You know, we need to get radical. We need to get excited again. There was a time when there was a lot of excitement in the house, okay? We need to get excited for the things of God. We get excited for everything else in life. Let's get excited for him. And if we get excited for him, then he'll give us the other things in life. And you may not have everything on this side of glory, but all the promises of God is yes and amen. We'll have the promises for eternity. Amen. So I'm not looking, you know, some people are into this wealth preaching and stuff. I'm not looking to be rich in this world. I'm rich in faith, and I'm blessed to be a blessing to others. Amen. I'm not looking to have this big pile of gold. I was thought about that one day. If you had a big pile of gold and the Lord returned, what good was the gold? Amen. Okay. Nobody wants to hear that. My Bible says, "My God shall supply for all my need according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus." He didn't say that he would give me, well, we're not going to go there. I'm not going to even go there. Excuse me for opening that door. Say, Pam. Pam, say, shut that door. Amen. Do you have something you want to say? Well, he said, "I wish above all things that you prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers," to be benefited, to your benefit. He wished above all things that we'd have a prosperous soul. A prosperous soul would be with him in heaven. Right. Yeah. Well, there's more and prosper is a lot different than the prosperity message. You don't see prosperity in the word. You said I don't know if you do or not. I better look. I'll take back that statement because I don't know for sure. Yes, it is. Excuse me, I take that back. When I saw the prosperity of the wicked, the prosperities of the fools. So he does have prosperity in there. Excuse me. Hallelujah. So we have the believer in 1 Timothy chapter 4. 1 Timothy chapter 4. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. Verse number 10, for therefore we both labor and suffer reproach because we trust in the living God who is the Savior of all men, especially of those that believe. Amen? But how many know that there's fringe benefits? Amen? That we have a benefit package. And 1 Peter chapter 4. Verse number 14. The word of God says, if ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye. For the spirit of glory and of God resteth upon you. On their part, he is evil spoken of, but on your part, he is glorified. Amen. So count it happy. Jesus said, count it all joy when men say all manner of evil against you for my name's sake, for great is your reward. You're going to haggle that thing. Amen. Are you with me still? So third, we have the retribution, the retribution. Well, we'll say the recompense. Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. We have the, the benefit. Yeah, the benefit is 1 Peter 4:14. The third point would be the retribution. And we're going to first look at the recompense. And we're found in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. Verse number 6, the Apostle Paul writing to the church at Thessalonica, he said, see, it is a righteous thing with God to recompense tribulation to them that trouble you, and to you who are troubled, rest with us when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels. Amen? Amen. So we'll go through some things for the Christ's name's sake. Not everybody's going to agree with us, and that's okay. One thing I have learned to do in this world is to disagree in love. Amen? Amen? You know, we don't always have to agree, but we can disagree in love. Amen? So we have in Obadiah, it's right after Amos and right before Jonah in the Old Testament. And Obadiah, verse number 15, it says, for the day of the Lord is near upon all the heathen, as thou hast done. It shall be done unto thee, thy reward shall return upon thine own head. For as you have drunk upon my holy mountain, so shall all the heathen drink continually. Yea, they shall drink, and they shall swallow down. And they shall be as though they had not been. In other words, the Lord's going to deal with everybody in the last day. Amen? So when he says the battle does not belong to you, it belongs to the Lord. And the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God for pulling down the stronghold. So we have to cast down every imagination that exalteth itself above the knowledge of God and bring under captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Amen. We find the revenge, and we find in Hebrews chapter 10. He says, vengeance belongs to me, says the Lord. All right? And Hebrews 10, verse number 30. He says, for we know him that have said, vengeance belongeth unto me. I will recompense, saith the Lord. And again, the Lord shall judge his people. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. But call to remembrance the former days in which after you were illuminated, you endured a great fight of afflictions. The word of God says, and the psalmist says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth them out of them all. He didn't say out of some, he didn't say out of part of them, but he says he delivers us out of them all. So we have the reward. In closing tonight, we have the reward in 1 Peter chapter 1. Verse number 8. He says, whom having not seen ye love, and him though you now ye see him not, yet believing, you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. So what is the Lord saying here tonight? He said, hear the word of the Lord, ye that tremble at his word, that we're to respect his word. We're to listen, we're to learn, and we're to be liberated. Your brethren that hated you, that cast you out for my name's sake, the reproach, you're blessed as a believer and there's benefits. Let the Lord be glorified, but he shall appear to your joy and they shall be ashamed. The retribution, the recompense, the removal, and the revenge, and but great is the reward. Amen. There is power in the word of God. So can we all just stand? Father, we're so grateful, Father God, for your word. We're so grateful that you sent the word here tonight to minister to our hearts and lives. Father, we're gathered here tonight to listen, to learn, so that we can be liberated, Father God. Recognizing that we're not in a battle with anyone. Father God, we release those that have offended us and ridiculed us and said all manner of evil for your name's sake. Father God, we release them to you. We pray for their hearts and lives, Father God. May they have revelation and understanding of you. Open the eyes of their heart that they may see you, Father God. We pray your desire is that none would be lost. So your word declares the Lord is not slack concerning his promises like some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to us. We're not willing that any should perish, but that all would come to repentance. So Father God, if there's anything in our lives or anything we're doing that's not pleasing to you, Father God, we ask you to forgive us tonight. We ask you to guide and direct our steps. Your word declares the steps of a good man or woman been ordered by you, and they find delight in their way. We thank you for the delight that we find in you, and we'll never cease to give you praise. Now bless the food, bless the time of fellowship together, in Jesus' name.